Vivid,
bold,
and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane emakhanda.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Molweni, it's a brand new day in Makhanda, and that means it's time for another dose of flavor, fire, and festival magic. Welcome to episode 8 of Right on Cue, your passport to the people, the passion, and the powerful performances of the National Arts Festival. Ndinguye Umila Madlingozi, also known as Umimimini Madlingozi, ndidlanga kutsho ndisatsho futhi ndisazotsho. However you want to call me, it is totally up to you, ye buffet. I am your guide through the sounds, the stages, and stories that make this festival unforgettable. And trust me, in today's episode, it is packed tighter than a front row seat at the Jazz Fest. In today's episode of Right on Cue, we journey through the emotional layers of storytelling, music, and memory. Ah, Ngubekhamba asks, what happens when destiny pulls you away from your roots? We laugh and reflect with Cape Town comedian Ntobeko Ximba, who set blends comedy with raw truth. We dive into the deeper crisis behind language loss and what it means for cultural identity. Our reporter visits Ubuhlanti, the solution-orientated experience, a space where tradition, ceremony, and social change converge. And in echoes of silence, we sit down with actor Thando Hadebe, exploring the power of performance and vulnerability on stage. Whether it's music, theatre, or real talk, Right on Cue brings the stories that matter with heart, humour, and homegrown brilliance. So, pagamisa I headphones, pump that volume, and vibe with us. This is your moment. This is your festival. This is Right on Cue.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
In a world where duty and desire collide, some journeys take you far from home, but never far from who you are. When destiny calls, how far will you go to answer? Well, Sizwe is torn between his duty to family and the law of the seater's power and pleasure. Now, he must confront the hardest question of all. Who has he become? Kodwa, ingaba inyaniso iyakukhumbuza apho uphuma khona? Our very own Asitandile Mayongo brings you this report on Ngubekhamba.
Kwelilicala namhlanje, where ambitions often clash with our roots, the story of Ngubekhamba, written by Usenam Unako Macha, together with icala lakhe eliquka Ngubekhamba himself, Unomandla, Udlevungama, Usizwe, Unomaswazi, and other Walter Sisulu University cast members feels more relevant than ever. Following the journey of Sizwe, a young man who leaves his rural home to pursue his dreams at university, we are reminded of the balance between personal aspirations and the ties that bind us to our families and communities. As Sizwe navigates the exciting yet daunting time of campus life, he grapples with choices that many of us can relate to. Whether it's the pressure to succeed, the pull of new experiences, or the loyalty to those we leave behind, which are our parents. Umbuzo ke umile ulindele impendulo. Will Sizwe stay true to his promise to return home and marry isinqanda mathesa ke sasebuntwaneni uNomaswazi? Or will umtsalane of the city life and the charms of a newcomer lead him edidekile? This story isn't just about personal ambition. It's a powerful exploration of love, loyalty, and the struggle to find one's identity. Sizwe's struggles reflects the realities faced by so many young people today. And in my opinion, this story resonates deeply because it speaks to the heart of what it means to find one's identity in a world that often demands we choose between our dreams, our aspirations, and our responsibilities. Or rather, let me say, our parents' expectations. It's a powerful reminder that our roots are part of who we are, and that navigating these experiences is an essential part of ukukhula. For Q-Radio, I am Asitandile Mayongo.
You are listening to Q-Radio 2025.
Still to come on the show, we turn our attention to the silent crisis of Indigenous language loss, asking what's really at stake when children begin to disconnect from their mother tongues. We take you inside Ubuhlanti, the solution-orientated experience where culture, spirituality, and social change meet in a very powerful call to reconnect with traditional Xhosa practices. Then, in Echoes of Silence, actor Thando Hadebe reflects on what it means to embody a character with emotional depth and raw honesty.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Language is more than just words. It carries memory, meaning, and identity. But what happens when the very languages that raised us are treated as if they don't belong in the future? Children are not losing interest in their Indigenous languages by accident. It is a consequence of systemic neglect and societal messaging. When English is the only language celebrated in classrooms, on television, and in economic spaces, children begin to associate their mother tongues with backwardness, defies Western lifestyles, and the economy rewards English fluency. So it is no surprise that isiXhosa is left behind. This is not just a language issue. It is a crisis of identity and cultural continuity.
Bekukho umsitho ofundiswa lwenkcubeko eBlack Power Station, apho uGqirha Lwazi, uLoyiso Nqevu, ebemenyiwe kuba iyincutshe yezifundo ze-African Theology ngabula makhumsha.
Ukwehla komdla wabazali ukufundela abantwana amabali ukubenzela iintsomi, ezi zinto zazi i-social organization of a family ibisenzeka kakuhle because bekuhlalwa ngaseziko umakhulu abalise. Kukhulu lwimi ne-curiosity ne problem solving skills kubantwana bamamele le nto. Uyayiva ngohlobo ndithetha ngalo, ulwimi lutsho lukhule. Abantwana bethu asibafundeli incwadi. Now kule mihla sikuyo, our families are broken. Utata ubuya ne-frustration zakhe zasemsebenzini, ujonge i-newspaper yesiNgesi. Umama ukuWhatsApp, umntana ubukele uGenerations. Akuthethwa siXhosa kuyo yonke le nto.
Uye wanaba ke kwizinto ezithi ziye zibulele ulwimi lethu kwizinto zesiNtu kule mihla lena siphila kuyo namhlanje.
Imedia iyalukhoboza ulwimi lwethu. Amaphephandaba, unomathotholo, umabonakude, ne-social media lisilapha kuyo ezifowunini iyalubulala ulwimi lwethu. Uthu i-socio economic factors ezi zinto zichaphazela ukuhlala zihambelana nemeko yendlala nantoni zisenza uze sibe ngabantu siyobotyoza umnqwazi ebelungwini. Ebelungwini ke abayitshintshi language yabo ngenxa ye-employee abayithathileyo. Rather, i-employee is acclimatized nemeko yokuthetha isilungu.
That was Dr. Loyiso Nqevu. If we are to preserve our Indigenous languages, we must begin by shifting the narrative at home, in our schools, and across the media. Language is not just a tool for communication. It is the vessel of our history, our values, and our identity. Now, in the times of uncertainty and change, many are turning inward, back to the roots, back to the spirit, and back to culture. Our reporter, Ukanyi Savayo, gives us a report as she attended an event, Ubuhlanti, the solution-orientated experience that took place at Black Power Station, with discussions such as cultural reawakening, spiritual dimensions of social change, as well as addressing the family issues with accepted ceremonial practices of kwaXhosa, but mainly on the significance of Ubuhlanti and how it must not be taken for granted.
I-Black Power Station kumhlaba waseMakhanda ibambe umsitho wengxoxo phantsi kwesihloko esithi Ubuhlanti, the solution-oriented platform experience. Le ngxoxo ikhokelwa nguXolile Madinda nongumseki we-Black Power Station. Nekungenxa yobuchule boyilo, lo msingatho ubuhleliwe phakathi kobuhlanti, ube yinxalenye yenkqubo ekhulanyaka wonke ekukhuliseni ubugcisa bubandakanya uluntu. ubuhlandi yabungaphezulu kweqonga kodwa okubalulekileyo yimasibu yelembo hayi kwixesha elidlulileyo kodwa ekuzazini kwethu kunye noluntu lwethu. Lo msitho busingathi ngoyingcali kwezemveli uGqirha Lwazi Nqevu nalapho avelise khona imbono ezinamandla, inkcubeko, ubumoya, ubugcisa neengcinga eziphangaleleyo ikakhulu ngokubaluleka kobuhlandi. UGqirha Lwazi ukhuthaza lubanzi malunga nokucinga nzulu ngendima yolwazi lwezinyanya ekuqobisaneni nenzingo zelihlabathi kule mihla. Nanjengoko lo msitho uyingxoxo phakathi koluntu oluzimasileyo, nto leyo ethetha ukuba kungakho uthethathethwano kwakunye nemibuzo edinga inkcazelo. Okutsala umdla ngamandla yenye yemibuzo equka imiba emalunga nokugcina kwenkabi nokuchaziweyo malunga nokuchaphazeleka okungagcinwa okanye kugqumeleleka kwindawo engenakuphathwa nangubani, nalapho ukuba oku xa sekunengenzeki kungabangela uchaphazeleko kubomi bomntwana ngokukhula. Oku kuchazwe ngokwenkolelo zobumoya. UGqirha Lwazi wangeze ngelithi ubuhlanti yindawo yokubuyisa isidima, inkumbulo kunye namandla oluntu, kananjalo ukufumana izisombululo ekunobanzima ukuzifumana kwenye indawo.
That was our reporter, Kanyisa Vayo.
You are listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Performances are not strictly for entertainment purposes. They can also be used to send a message. These messages help with navigating real-life situations and help the audience better understand their role if met with similar scenario. Butterfly Heart, Sirurubele is a theater performance that manages to entertain as well as educate its audience. Our reporter, Tsepiso Chabalala, attended the show and brings us this review.
Sirurubele, otherwise known as Butterfly Heart, is a theater performance aimed at children and young people, but does not exclude older audiences. Written and performed by Lalo Mugugu and directed by Makaula Ndebele, this theater piece talks about the importance of talking to children about death, grief, and healing. Lights, set design, and colorful costumes truly brought this performance to life. The butterfly symbolizes transformation, change, and hope, which are often the feelings that emerge after losing a loved one. It also shows how important it is to release the ones we have lost and remember that although they may not be with us physically, their memory will always live on. This production really touched me because it manages to portray children as conscious beings with feelings and emotions. They are aware of their surroundings, and creating safe spaces such as these makes it easier for dialogue about heavy matters to take place. It shows children that they are seen and heard. As John Gottman once said, by acknowledging our children's emotions, we are helping them learn skills for soothing themselves, skills that will serve them well for a lifetime.
That was our reporter, Tsebiso Shabalala.
Listening to Hugh Radio 2025.
Comedy has the power to make us laugh, but the best kind of comedy also makes us think. Cape Town comedian Ntobeko Ximba delivers a blend of comedy and vulnerability in his show, guiding audiences through laughter and emotional moments. He discusses his fears of being perceived as poor and explores the South African term, Ipara. Reporter Sengosi Angela Sikulukulu reports on the overall experience of the show.
Conversational comedy will forever capture its audience. Cape Town comedian Ntobeko Ximba takes his audience on a journey filled with both laughter and tears as he shares his paranoia as well as fear for appearing as an individual who is below the poverty line. Yindoni Ipara? Are they only found in South Africa? Ximba takes trouble to explain the notion of Ipara in this country by drawing on various words that the Americans as well as the Cape Townians use to refer to them. With crackhead and junkie being the first words to leave his mouth, The explanation is deeply rooted in the notion of elipara being a person who is involved with the use of the wrong type of drug. And when moving along, he opens up about the death of his sister. Now, under normal circumstances, people would expect to laugh in a comedy show. Yet this one had the audience traveling down a really dark path, and to have to see Uxemba being vulnerable almost to a point of crying solidified the somber mood. However, one has to appreciate the fact that he steered his audience back to Fun Town with more of his jokes. And again, if you are in search of a laughter-filled show, the Graham Hotel is where your search may end, because it not only houses him, but a number of other comedians that one may not know about.
That was Q Radio reporter Senkosi Sikulugulu reviewing the Paranoid Comedy Show.
You are listening to Q Radio 2025.
Some stories don't just entertain. They unearth something within us. We take a dive into storytelling with the play Echoes of Silence. Nelisi Wendlovu, played by Thando Hadebe, gives us a glimpse into such a role and the emotional impact it has on the person and the audience.
Echoes of Silence follows a family going through the trials of life. A brother disabled, a child lost, and a father battling an alcohol addiction. Neliswa felt like the world was against her, and she decided to do the best thing she could, end her life.
Someone looking from the outside, you know, when we look at cases like these, it's usually always a lot of people that end up finding themselves in these intricate positions where they end up taking their lives. You know, it's always the loudest person in the room. And we only realize later when they're gone that, oh, snap, something was going through. She was going through something. And I know the family means well, you know, the pressure is positive pressure. They mean well because they want to get out of the township. You know, they want to be somewhere in the city. They want to be somewhere comfortable. So how Neliswa feels is, unfortunately, I don't think the family intends on making her feel the way she ends up feeling. You know, like I said, I think the pressure that she feels is because her family has hoped that they'll eventually get out of the township, you know.
They were battling religion, sexuality, mental and physical illness, and addiction. The story is relatable as it happens every day in our society.
It's been such a tough process understanding the story and really getting into it. You know, for one, some of the things that Neliswa goes through aren't things that I've personally experienced as Thando. So it's really been really tough to sort of tap into those spaces and really find out, like, for example, why does someone feel so bad that they want to take their lives, you know? Unfortunately, these are things that we see all the time in the Black community. Who maybe sees this also feels seen and represented, you know, because that's one of the biggest things that humans seek, you know, just to feel seen and represented. And you want to tell these stories as honest, in the most honest and in the most truthful way possible. We unfortunately face the unemployment crisis in South Africa. And unfortunately, I, for one, too, do face it. You know, I'm here today. I'm fortunate that I'm chasing my passion, you know, but the unemployment crisis is something that exists. And we too, Thando Hadebe, also faces it. I face it, you know. I mean, I work every now and again, but it's a crisis that I face and I relate to, unfortunately.
When dealing with so much as children, your father not accepting your sexuality, and amahem-hem with society, we sometimes forget about the person who feels it all, the mother, a weight on her shoulders to keep the boat afloat. We forget that this is their first time living too.
It's such a heavy story to carry as a parent, because I think what is told throughout the story is that the mother is trying so hard to shield her children from the temptations of the world. She tries to shield her children from what happens around them, you know, and she unfortunately can do so much, you know. I know for sure Neliswa doesn't go to her mom and say, I'm unhappy, I'm not doing very well at school, or I'm feeling pressurized with not having a job, you know. So it's unfortunate that Neliswa only shares so much with her mom, and that her mom only knows so much, and she tries her very best to try and shield her children as much as she can. It's unfortunate that you can only do so much and you can only be there for someone so much, depending on how much they let you in, you know. And it's unfortunate that we only realize these things much later. And I suppose that's what we now need to tap into. How do we avoid these things beforehand, you know? How do we go about having different outcomes as opposed to children taking their lives away because they feel pressure, because they feel unfulfilled, you know, all of those things. So it's tricky, but a person can only do so much, a parent can only do so much, you know.
Echoes of Silence is more than just a show that depicts the problems in a family. It's a play that allows the viewer to feel what, how, and why this happens in our society.
Now that was our reporter Nosipho Simelane chatting to Thando Hadebe in her role in Echoes of Silence. From the echo of laughter in theatre halls to the soul-stirring notes of jazz and the deep reflections on language, identity and memory, today reminded us just how powerful art can be. Whether you were here for the comedy, the culture or conversations, ndiyathemba, you're leaving with something in your heart. Now, do not forget, we're just a click away on Iona FM. Search Right on Cue. Same time, same place in Ngomso for stories, more sounds and more beautiful festival fire. This episode was produced by Lalelisile Mwabe and the unstoppable Right on Cue team. Presented by yours, Umila Annelisa Madlingozi, also known as Umimimina Madlingozi. Nidlangokucho ndisache futhi nsazocho. However you want to call me, it is totally up to you. Hi bafe. Ngosi kakhulu, siyavala.
Vivid, bold, and unfiltered.
National Arts Festival 2025.
Ungaphoswa ngomsitho wezobugcisa ka-2025. Masidibane eMakhanda.
You are listening to Cue Radio 2025.
Le nkqubo ke beniphathelwe nguye uMila Madlingozi, ziyaqulunqwa nguLalelisile Mncwabe ekunye neqela le-Cue Radio.